Blog Talk Radio.
Blame it on the blues, got you feeling loose, blame it on.
Coming to you live once again. Can a player play? www.blogtalkradio.com. Every Sunday, 2:30, we come through here and represent, you know what I mean? Me and my sidekick, my cohort, K Diddy. What's happening, famo?
What's up, baby? Just doing what we do, just trying to keep it moving. Each one teach one. That's what it's about.
Yeah, man. Can a player play is live, and this week, we really riding on the player tip, you know what I mean? Normally we come through here, try to be on some grown man tip, but, you know, I've been getting a couple emails and a couple calls or whatever, like, when you going to represent for the players, Pretty Tone, you know what I mean? You know you're the chairman emeritus of the Players International Club, and you ain't been representing for the players. You know, I even got, last week, I guess, you know, when I wasn't feeling too well, you know, I got kind of rode on because I was representing for Long Lost Love.
Soft.
You all right there, K Diddy? You all right?
Soft. What did you say about last week?
You know what I mean? A couple of the players kind of like Pretty Tone, you know what I mean? We love what you're doing, dog, but you acting as though you ashamed of us. Like you ashamed of who you are. What you used to be. You the chairman of the board, homie. I know you done retired and all, but you ain't been repping us. So I'm like, you know what? Next week's show, we're going to represent for the players. You know what I'm saying? We're going to represent for this real player lifestyle this week. Maybe it's a good thing Lady Joy ain't with us this week, but you know what I mean? Joy LaShawn, we miss you, babe. Hope everything is all right. Holla at your boy. And K Diddy, this week we call it player, player, player. Are you a real player, K Diddy? Speak to the world, brother.
Oh, am I a real player? I guess I could be considered that, but I'm a player in the game of life.
And that's a real important statement, brother. Please clarify that up for a lot of folks out here who do need to step their game up. Shout out to Player Step Your Game Up, available at www.worldmovement.com.
And for those of you that don't have it, please go get it. And I don't say please because I'm asking you to do something you shouldn't do. But a lot of you think you know what you know, but in reality that you don't, because it's all about truths in this world at the end of the day. And the book is compiled full of truth, simple truth. And I would go as far as to say it's required reading. Required reading. So y'all figure that one out.
Straight up. Now, we're going to address what you just brought up because that's one of the key components I'm always trying to put brothers up on. It's beyond just calling yourself a player because you're busting a nut here and busting a nut there. You got to be a player in the game of life, K. Diddy. Please, teach these brothers some of the gospel. Read four volumes. Just give them a little snippet.
Just to touch on that example you just gave as far as busting a nut does not make you a real player. The real player comes with how you deal with whatever comes after busting that nut. That defines the real player. Are you going to be mad enough to accept the responsibility to come with that? Or are you one of those guys just going to hit and run, talking about it ain't mine, what mine, I didn't do it? You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because a real player accepts responsibility for all his actions, good, bad, or indifferent, and that's the only way you're going to get growth. In any endeavor, you can't get growth being in denial.
Yes, sir, and that is the gospel truth. So, you know what I mean? That's another thing we're trying to put out there. When we up in here talking about can I play, which is the name of the show, we putting things out there for a lot of people to understand, man, that being a player doesn't just entail the fact that you like talking to a lot of women. Being a player don't mean just because you're dressed sharp, you're a player. A player is a lifestyle. It's not a mindset. You got to understand, like my man K. Diddy just put y'all up on game, you got to be a player in the game of life. So there's more than it entails than just going around sleeping with women to call yourself a player. One of the first things I like to teach a lot of lames, you know what I mean, and this week, so all of y'all join in who normally listening to, you know what I mean, Pretty Tony and I'm all philosophical and stuff. That is a part of me. But there's also the part of me where I came from, where I got the name Pretty Tony. You understand what I'm saying? And this week I'm kind of representing for the players a little bit. I'm representing for the young cats out there who getting ready to try to call themselves players and ain't had nobody teach them nothing. I'm representing because I'm trying to give you knowledge that was given to me for the young cats out there who I need to put it in your head that HIV and AIDS is a reality, man. So safe sex is the best sex, man. Because like my man K. Diddy said, you got to own up to your responsibilities in life if you're going to call yourself a player, because a player is a participant in the game of life. You feel me? So we represent for the players this week. Straight up. Now, one of the first things I like to teach squares out there who call themselves a player is that as a player, you got to be a thinker. You got to be somebody who's sitting down observing what's going on around you, observing what's really happening, because that's how you learn to play in the game of life. And as with anything that you do in this life, everything got rules and regulations. When you come through all willy-nilly, you get willy-nilly results. I like to use common things to teach people things so that they understand. Everything in life got rules. Being a player got rules. Just like how doing anything else in life got rules. If you got a cake to bake, if you don't know how to combine the ingredients, you can't bake the cake. Am I lying, K. Diddy?
Absolutely right. That's the gospel.
So that's the gospel right there. You understand what I'm saying? So that's one of the first things out there I got to put in your head for you to understand is that in order to be a player, you got to be a player at the game of life. You got to know the rules. You got to know the ins and outs of what you proclaim yourself to be before you go out starting to proclaim something. Hold on. I think we got somebody here trying to join us. Hold up, hold up.
Well, let me...
689, you're on. Welcome to the show.
Let me throw something at that one, too, because the first thing is, in that whole thing is, one, you definitely need to define who and what you are. That's first and foremost, because with that, it's going to tell you what lane you need to be in. And once you decide what lane you need to be in, then you need to learn how to play your position. You're not in the game till you get off the bleachers. And all that stuff starts with the forethought. You got to figure out where you are, what you're trying to do, what you're trying to become. You have to have a plan. There's no execution without a plan. You know, so being a player, a player of life, learn what you're supposed to be doing first. Learn the rules before you play the game. Just don't jump out there and try to play the game. You don't know the rules because that's
don't
what
get hurt.
Person, that's what an ignorant person would do. Anybody with any kind of intelligence, intellect, however you want to call it, learn the rules before you play the game. That's why you have directions, instructions. Do that. Life is have blueprints. So there's no reason for anybody to be unsuccessful if they got any common sense. And we talked about that before in earlier shows. Unfortunately, common sense isn't common.
But it's got it. 689, you on with us. Hello, hello.
Can I get in all this conversation?
Well, I don't know. Who the hell is you?
This is Joy Knucklehead.
Well, I just want to know. I want to know one thing. I want to know
right.
One thing. Who is he and what is he to you,
Gabby? I'm sorry. I'm a little late. I had a couple errands that I had to run.
I don't think you answered my question.
I said,
who is he? Who is he, and what is he to you? That's what I asked you. We the fans want to know. We the fans want to know.
No, I think it's just you want to know.
No, we the fans want to know who is he and what is he to you. Because if you don't give me the right answer, I'm telling.
Well, who is she and what is she to you?
No, you got to answer my question first.
You answer mine, I answer yours. It's like you show me yours, I show you mine.
See, I'm going to tell anyway now. Anyway, thanks for joining us. We was not actually lost without you, but we feel complete now that you are here, you know.
And,
what's a sandwich without bologna?
I got your bologna. And your bread. And your government cheese.
Okay, Tony. Tony, this is where you come in now.
Okay, this is where I come in?
Yeah.
I was about to say, Joy LaShawn in the house. What's going on, Lady Joy? How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? Are you feeling better?
Yeah. I came through here a little NyQuil'd up last week, and I was getting all sentimental and stuff, and, you know, the players got to riding on me because they was like, man, you were sounding all sentimental, and Lamont acting like he coughing, talking about, fuck! You know what I mean? You still got that itch in your throat, Lamont?
Joy was the one who was talking about you was soft last week. That wasn't me.
I wasn't even there last week, so don't even try it. But, you know, Tony, I don't think that itch was in his throat. That's not what I heard.
You know what I mean? There you go. There you go. So this week we coming through, and we representing on Real Player Life this week. You know what I mean? We coming through this week talking about this whole player lifestyle, and we talking about being a player in the game of life and a player in what you want. And we're trying to give the young bucks some instructions about presenting themselves for who and what they are and understanding their place in the moment. You know what I'm saying? Now, from the female point of view, as somebody who has had to, you know, understand certain rules that you've had to play in the entertainment game, if there's any advice you could probably give to young ladies out there who are trying to establish their own independence and establish themselves and let everybody know who and what they're about, is this something that Joy would like to share from her years of experience and say, look, sister, here go three things you got to do when you're trying to make a name for yourself in whatever field? What would you tell a young lady if she asked you a question like that?
Well, first I tell her, you know, to hold on to your dignity and stuff, because being a female and trying to get ahead and whatever life it you choose, there's going to be obstacles, you know, and there's going to be challenges. So just stay strong and hang in there and do your thing and don't let nobody deter you. And embrace your inner diva-ness, your inner gangster, or whatever it is inside. Just embrace that and let it shine. And don't let nobody, you know, nobody put you down. You don't have to take that from nobody.
Now, I want to hear about this inner gangster. Joy, tell us a little bit more about this inner gangster.
Well, you know, everybody got a little inner something, whether it be gangster, pimpstress, or nerd, dweeb, all of that. And, you know, just embrace that and just hold on to it, you know. Let it shine sometime when it calls for it. You know, it might come a moment where you have to let that inner gangster or inner pimpstress shine and, you know, let it out. Don't be scared. Don't even be scared. Just do your sizzle and tell them like it or leave it. You heard me?
Okay. Okay. I like that. I really like the way that sounded. You know what I mean?
Right. Mm-hmm. Embrace it. You know, even for you men, like dude over there, you know, embrace your inner diva and your feminine side.
Well, you know what? I just want to know. Have you been sipping on a couple over there today or something?
I don't have to sip on anything. I'm just letting you know how it is. What? You can't take it, you skirt.
Men embracing their feminine side.
Yeah. It's like, you know, it's like you watching a movie, and it gets to you, and it's like, I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to show my feminine side. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, boy, now listen, wait a minute. Hold up. Time out.
No,
time out.
Because it takes a man to be able to show his feminine side.
That's a mess some woman that came up with. That is not true. Why you say that, K. Diddy? Please, keep your mind. Listen, first of all, I don't know no women, because see, this brings me back to a few shows ago. So people that are new listeners, please go back in our archives and listen to some other shows. You might find them quite informative. But we've done a show in the past that speaks on this subject. Yeah, right now you're talking about there's nothing wrong with a man showing his feminine side.
I'm not saying all the time.
The first time you get in an argument, now let's see, look, you hear it, Tony? You don't have
I'm
to be
here.
A wimp. Didn't you hear that statement she just said? You don't have to be a wimp. And then she caught herself. No. That would have never came out of your mouth. You talk about never have to be a wimp all the time. Why you got to be a wimp any of the time?
I'm just saying, you know, different situations might cause for it. I'm not saying do it all the time. I'm like, you know, you with your girl, you know, y'all watching a movie or something like that, and you get all, you know, your eyes get all a little teary and stuff. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, right.
There's nothing wrong with that at all.
And the first time y'all get in an argument, you little bitch, you sitting up there crying more than me.
Well, see, that's when you embrace your inner gangster.
There you go. I like that. I like the way you flip that, Joy. That's how you bring out the inner gangster, right?
Yeah. You bring
like, please, don't get my sensitivity confused like I'm over here on something else. Okay. Now, so hold on. So now, like I said last week, you know what I mean, your boy came through and was real sentimental. This week, we're talking about some real player stuff. You know what I mean? We're trying to discuss this whole, you know what I mean? And being a player, it goes so much more. Please don't limit the name by just attaching a little tag to it, because we all got to be players. We're all players in the game of life. You understand
what
I'm saying?
You got to switch it up from time to time, you know?
There you go.
You don't have to be gangster all the time. You can show your feminine side from time to time and then revert back to that gangster, you know, or even that inner nerd that most guys have.
Well, my take on that whole thing is to be considered a true player, you need to be proficient in whatever game you're in. I don't care if you're in the dentistry.
Well, see,
You're not hearing what I'm saying. It is all about being versatile, but you also have to be proficient. Now, look, you cannot afford to be a jack of all trades no more. You need to be a master at something. The master is the one that's getting fed. The master is the one that's going to eat. You know, right now the weak is falling by the wayside. I mean, I don't know if you're paying attention, but this is all I'm saying. You know, to be considered a true player, you got to be on top of your game. You need to be trying to be all that you could be. All that faking and shit ain't working no more.
You don't have to be player 24/7. You know, you can bring out that inner geek, that inner, show your feminine side. It just be between you and your girl, or you and your guy, or whoever you have to be with. You know.
Well,
you know,
I still say it all goes back to your definition of a player.
A player doesn't have to mean that, you know, you're the player, I'm the man, all of that, you know? And you can be a player and still, you know, show different sides of yourself, like me.
But even showing different sides of yourself, isn't there a level of proficiency to come with that? Because just because you're a player don't make you a good one. It don't make you a mediocre one. It don't make you any kind of anything of any substance. So still, if your intention is being all that you could be, even if it's a housewife, you can still be the best possible housewife. You don't have to be a run-of-the-mill housewife. You may not have no pride in your home, your kids, or nothing. So I'm saying to be a true player, whatever it is that you do, the bottom line should be is being all that you could be with that. Do you agree or do you disagree?
You act like you're going into the service. Be all you can be, whatever.
No, I'm talking about being a player as the way that we are using it as far as this show is concerned. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, like I said, you can still show different sides of yourself. It's not going to make you any less of a man, you know.
Well, I'm not disputing that.
If you get that confidence in yourself, you're not worried about what somebody else thinks. You know what's going on with you, so that's all that matters. You know, and if you want to show that inner gangster, that inner geek, that inner nerd, dweeb, your feminine side, do that.
Well, maybe that may be appropriate sometimes.
That's what I was just saying. I mean, you
don't
have
but
to
nobody
do it.
But nobody was disputing your point.
Okay, and what?
Tony, get her.
Tony,
well, y'all have been doing so well to keeping the spice out.
Now, what I'm thinking about doing is kidnapping, putting somebody in the trunk and go riding over every railroad track. Fine.
You know.
I'd even back up and go forward on a couple railroad tracks.
Boop, 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 boop. Have them bump boop, their head boop, a couple of times, right?
Boop, 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 boop.
I must say, both of y'all have valid points, though, because, you know what I mean? A couple people have jumped in and they're listening to us. Anybody that's joining us, you're more than welcome to join the conversation. You press the number one, you come in, and you holler at us. If you want to listen, just listen. That's fine, too. Thank you for coming to the show. Can a player play? Lady Joy. K. Diddy and your boy Pretty Tone, and this week we're talking about real players, man. You know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, your boy got a few emails and a couple phone calls from players that been like, yo, Pretty Tone, we've been listening for the last couple weeks, and we appreciate you getting your grown man on, but you ain't representing for us. So this week I said, we're talking about real players. You know, and a lot of cats out there hear the term player, and they just limit themselves into being, okay, well, if I'm a player, that means I got a lot of girlfriends. Now, when we use the term player, I use it as a term, that's something that you got to earn to be a real, true player in life. Because a player, like my man K. Diddy always says, somebody who got some things going for themselves and is fairly good at it. They're not just a jack of all trades. They're a master of something. So that's what I'm trying to put. Everything you do in life, you got to play a game. And you got to know the rules of the game before you get to playing. Straight up, and that's what we're chopping it up for a little bit this week. We're trying to put the cats out there who call themselves players up on game, and we're trying to put everybody who ain't got no game up on some game, because you got to have some kind of swagger to yourself. You got to have some measure of thinking to yourself to make it in this lifetime. So you can't just throw the term play out there and be like, oh, well, this is why. No. We trying to expand the horizons of players, both male and female. You understand what I'm saying? Because to be a good mother, you got to know how to play the role of being a good mother. So that would make you a player in the game of being a mother.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, you can be a player in any game that you choose to be a player in, but, you know, it still doesn't hurt to show different sides of yourself. That's what I'm saying.
And
Diddy, we already know that K. Diddy is like one-dimensional, so trying to be hard.
Well, again, and again, not feeling that I'm in need of any defense, but I never disputed what you were saying from the beginning. As a matter of fact, you just reiterated my point exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is, all I'm just saying is stay in your lane. Be good at it. If not, educate yourself. Go step your game up.
That's what I say when I sign off my radio show. Be good. And if you can't be good at it. And if you can't be good at it, practice until you get it right.
Really that. And what we're going to do is right now, on this show, we're going to take a quick little musical break, and we're going to feature Francesca, World Movement Records. It's called If You Love Me.
Night long.
Hey, 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 welcome back to the show, Can I Play a Play? Your boy Pretty Tony here along with the lovely Joy LaShawn and K Diddy coming through. Every Sunday we represent 2:30 about this time. We chop it up about the game of life. We've got a few callers, as usual. If you want to join the conversation, hit the number one. The calling number 646-929-2870. You're always more than welcome to join us, but if you just want to listen to the sounds of our voices too, hey, it is all to the gravy. This week we're discussing about a player, a real player, you know what I mean? I'm going to keep it real with y'all because I got a lot of female listeners out there, and it's K. Diddy's fault too, because he the one.
Always.
Thank you. You know what I mean? Because last week I wanted to do a beautiful show. He led the charge talking about you're getting soft. You're getting soft, homie. And I'm like, dang, can I show some versatility? Was it okay for me to show some versatility, Joy?
That's what I was saying. That's what I was saying. You know, you show versatility. That makes you a well-rounded person. You know, we don't want to be one-dimensional like K. Diddy. He has only one side of himself and trying to be gangster and doesn't work for him. You know what I'm saying? If you know, you got to be confident. You got to have that inner confidence to show, hey, I'm first of all, I can do this and I can do that, and don't give a flying one about what somebody else says.
Yeah,
or,
but there's somebody
unless they're paying your bills.
Well, this somebody else you was referring to was he was talking about a man sitting there showing his sensitive side, getting in touch with his female side with his woman, and now you're talking about. Don't care what nobody else say. Well, the only person was in question is that man with his woman.
No, not.
Did I misunderstand something,
no,
Tony?
I'm talking about, you know, if you want to.
Tony, did I misunderstand?
Let her clarify. Let's hear what you got to say. What you got to say, Jeff?
I'm trying to say something. If Knucklehead would be quiet for a minute, I'm saying you could still show your sensitive side to your woman. I'm not saying show your sensitive side to your boys, because they'd be like, oh, what's wrong with you? You know, but being a multifaceted person, you know, you can, you know, it depends on what the situation is. That's what I'm saying. You know, you could be multifaceted. You don't have to be a one-dimensional person, because when you're one-dimensional, you're boring. That means you have no personality. If you show on personality, hey, I can do this, I can say that, I can do what the hell I want to do, I don't give a flying on what anybody says or thinks. You know, that's just showing your side of being who you are, being that person. You know, unless somebody is keeping a roof over your head or feeding you, you know, and all of that. And if you want to be worried about what they think, oh, well, you know, that's up to the individual. But for me, you know, I like a person that's multifaceted. You know, and
there
if a man cries at a certain situation, that doesn't mean that he's less than a man, you know. He's just showing emotion. And for me, and I think for a lot of other women, a man that can shed a tear from time to time, depending on what the situation is, that makes him more appealing. Because that lets the woman know that, oh, he's got a heart. You know, he feels something. He ain't got to be hard all the time and trying to be the man all the time. You know?
Okay.
So that's appealing to a woman that a man can shed a tear from time to time, depending on what the situation is.
All right, K. Diddy, you want to respond to that? Or are you still sticking to your guns, brother?
I'm sticking to my guns, man. See, that goes without saying. That goes without saying. That shit right there is a double-edged sword. Enjoy, know it.
Hold on. I think we got somebody else who wants to join us. Let me let him up in here. 813, come through. Speak on it. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Passion. I'm calling
you.
Hey,
girl.
Hey, how are you this afternoon?
Fine.
Love your topic. I was just going to, you know, put my little opinion in and say that for me, that is the definition of a true man. One who creates his own destiny. He doesn't live up to other people's standards. You know, once he's defined what's right and wrong for him, he's walking that walk. You know, and that means, hey, he wants to show his sensitive side to his woman. That's what he's supposed to do.
Thank you.
Don't worry about
Thank
what
you.
The next man thinks about it. That's between
exactly.
him and God. You know, that's what a man is. You know what I'm saying? They've tossed all those labels and those jackets and hats that other people tried to put on them, and they walk and they walk for themselves. And
thank you
for letting me share that this afternoon.
I appreciate it. I totally appreciate it.
I want all you listeners, all you males out there in radio, television, interstellar land, if you agree that a man should show his feminine side more with his ladies, please call in, hit us on the text, hit us on the chat room, and I'll send the same thing out to you ladies, too. If you ladies feel that your men are too hard or too chauvinistic and you would like to see them show more of their feminine side, please hit K Diddy up and kind of play or my boy Pretty Tony. No sense of crying to Joy because she don't go with you anyway.
Oh,
but please, we'd like to know your comments on the upcoming shows on those topics, please.
Okay, well, I got somebody in the chat room here called Power of Forgiveness, and Power of Forgiveness writes, it's nothing wrong for men to cry, but they also. But they also wrote that it's a thin line between love and hate, so be careful of emotional men.
I think that's the problem, that first of all, they're putting labels on it. It's your feminist side. Emotional man, it doesn't mean that, you know, you're out of control. Nobody wants to deal with an overly emotional woman. We're talking about balance and stuff, but we're talking about being able to be full, well-rounded, you know, and
exactly.
a full person to deal with the situation as it presents itself.
And exactly.
You know, if something is an emotional, a cause for emotion, you don't want to come to the table, you know, hard-head. But at the same time, if something calls for you to be hard, you want to step up to that position. That's what play a step your game up means. You know, as it's played, you know, bring it. But, yeah, no, I think that's the problem. Everybody want to put a negative label on it.
Exactly.
So,
and I feel like if you can show your different sides, like I said before, that's more appealing to a woman. A guy always trying to be hard and all this, that's not necessary. That's not always necessary. It depends on what the situation calls for. You know, it's great to see a man that can show different sides instead of always trying to be hard, because a lot of times when you're always trying to think that you're hard and you're not, that makes you look kind of bad too. You know what I mean?
Well, like my man K did it, just throw it out there, anybody that want to offer their opinion, join us. You know what I mean? We over here, we talking about being real player-like today, real manly-like, you know what I mean? Getting your man on. What does all that entail? You know what I mean? There's different definitions. There's some women, like the two young ladies we have on the line, who say they don't mind a man shedding a tear or two when it's necessary and be hard. While you'll have some women who be like, I don't want no bitch-ass man that be shedding no tears. I need my man rugged, rough.
Well,
that's they're not full-rounded. If they're full-rounded,
exactly.
They can recognize full-roundedness. You don't need somebody hard in your life all the time if you're a full-rounded person. You want
Thank
the
you.
Tenderness. and the hardcore. But you don't, yeah. But by the same token, you don't want somebody soft in your life all the time either.
Exactly.
You know, you need that balance. That's what that
word
means.
You need that balance. Exactly. I love you, girl. And I love that
y'all
opinion. I love
topic.
That.
I'm looking for that gentleman, okay? Just them bragging versatile style.
Okay. I think we done touched a nerve here, real player-like, so there goes something that a lot of you fellas might want to put in your little memory banks, you know what I mean? The ladies say they want a well-rounded man, a brother who'd be walk up and be like, I love you, girl. And I had a bad day, baby. I can't take this shit no more.
Wow. See, that's why you buy yourself
that's
now.
That's sissy. That ain't even woman, okay? That's what's missing. That's taking it too far to the extreme. I'm a woman and don't go out like that, okay?
Yeah.
The whole point.
That's just funny. That's just funny.
Yeah.
So I'm going to play devil's advocate because, KD, you've been real quiet, and I know you got something to say. What do you mean that's funny? You disagreeing with what the lady's talking about, you know what I mean? Because we're trying to put the fellas up on game, what it takes to be a real player like in this game of life, you know?
Basically, keeping it real, I think the deck is stacked. The deck is stacked already against us men. First of all, we were raised, brought up, groomed to be the head of the household, the breadwinner, you know what I'm saying? That strong shoulder for our woman to be able to lay head on to reinforce whatever may be going on in our household, our family, or whatever. We supposed to be that guy. You know what I'm saying? That's the way
but
we
you
were
can
taught.
Still be that
can I finish for you? Thank you very much. We were taught that from little boys. You know, we were taught that from little boys. You know what I'm saying? So now you're saying, here's the contradiction to that whole thing. Women just the opposite.
They were raised
to show their sensitivity, their emotional side, all that. That to me is the balance in the household. And for every strength, there should be a weakness. I'm not disputing that. So, but you're saying that.
Understand something. There's been a lot of women out here that's been the head of the household. So they had to be strong in certain areas, especially if you have sons that you're raising, you know. And no, a woman cannot teach a man to be a man. But and even though back in the day men were taught to be the head of the household, that's all fine and good. Let me finish. I'll let you finish.
No, you didn't.
So, yes,
no,
I did.
You didn't.
Anyway,
no, you didn't.
But, anyway, you know, just because a man is the head of the household doesn't mean that he can't show emotion. Because that's, if you have a male child that you're raising, and they see that their father is, you know, a strong man, but he can also have a heart. You know, you don't have to teach him to be hard. That's what's wrong with a lot of these guys out here now. You know, trying to be hard, and then, you know, you get them off in a corner somewhere. Then they want to show emotion. And like I'm telling you, it's more appealing to a woman to see a man that can show emotion, show different sides of himself. That's appealing. You're one-dimensional. Oh, you're a boring ass, you know. You move on to somebody that's got a little substance. You know, that's showing substance when you can, you know, be an all-around person. Now, what?
Well, unfortunately, the jack of all trades ain't eating no more. I'm sorry. Okay. I hear you.
And can I say something to that, Kate Pitty? What I'm trying to say is we've evolved as people. The definitions you're given is somewhere back in the 40s and the 50s. That was good for that time. But women and men have been out here having to do all things. Men have had to raise children. Women have had to go to work. So we've changed. We're not those same people. And we tell the men, don't just hold on to this baggage just because this is what somebody told you supposed to do. We want you to evolve, too.
Well, unfortunately, that don't even apply to me because I myself personally, I've been a married parent and I've been a single parent, having to raise kids, too. So, no, I'm not a dinosaur, and no, I don't stick to the old model. But I do, and I am aware of what's going on today. today.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what my comments and statements are based on today, not nothing back in the past, because ain't nothing like it was back in the past, nothing. I understand statistically the amount of women in terms of how many there are men, and I'm talking about our men that are not in jail, our men that are not hung up on drugs, the men that are not homosexuals. I understand all that.
Mm-hmm.
I understand all that. So I understand that the role that the man has to play today if he's going to be a real man or a real player in this game of life. So I understand it, and I understand it from a male perspective. I probably will never get it from a women's perspective, but I understand and I respect what you guys are saying.
Yeah, that's all we're saying. We're saying if we're going to be able to come together and move forward today, we got to be on the same page. So we can't. Sisters can't be on this page where they've had to evolve because they've had to be the man, woman, work two jobs, all that good stuff, and do double duty, and the man still be back up there in the dinosaur age talking about, but my daddy said, a woman not supposed to see me cry.
Well, don't it seem like, you know, in order for anybody to be on the same page, people have to really understand the role that they're supposed to play? Because, quite frankly, a lot of men have forgot to be how to be that man. So instead of them trying to, and I was just going to say that, women have forgot how to be the woman, the mother, and all that stuff in the home.
No,
so
But
until that happens, how is there going to be anybody going to be on the same page when don't nobody know what part they're supposed to play?
You know, when you become an adult and you raising a family, you know, and whatever the situation is, you're a single parent, you know what role you have to play because you're going to have young people involved, children involved. So you know what role you have to play.
Man, just because you have kids don't make you a parent. You already know that.
No, exactly. But still.
You always trying to use the folks that's, you know, lacking to make your point. The point we're making is obviously we're on the same page because you just said you understood clearly what we were saying. So that's three of us that understand. And with us understanding that, we as people should be able to move forward in our relationships. The ones that don't, all you can do is try to teach them. If you can't teach them, you ain't got time, you don't want to put no energy in, leave them and keep it moving because there is somebody else out there that understands that. I'll be the first one to tell you it's a needle in a haystack, but there is someone else out there that will understand that. As far as you're talking about these women that come off like that, a lot of these women have lost their role as women, and they've become too hard. So that's why they can't stand the idea to see a man that's soft. There's a balance act that needs to go on between both the parties if they're, you know, have been, you know, tossed up too much. And, you know, I don't know what else to tell you when you get lost and you lose yourself that, you know, much.
And you can get lost in the sauce, you know, when depending on what your situation is, you know.
Wow.
So, hey, we know that, you know, you've been a single parent. You know, a lot of us have been single parents and stuff like that. And you learn from your experiences. But that doesn't mean that you always have to be hard. Like I said, embrace your inner gangster or your inner whatever when the moment calls for it. It doesn't mean that you're weak or anything
like
that.
I definitely like that, you know what I mean? You got to be able to come around and adjust to the situation as you're dealing with, you know what I mean? Wow, I don't know.
You're in a situation where you got to be a nerd, you know?
And now, ladies and gentlemen.
Sound like somebody said, now you're trying to figure out how to play your position. If you got to be a nerd, be a nerd. Okay.
It depends on
the situation. That's right. It's all about playing your position.
This is funny.
Exactly what it is. Knowing which hat you wear. Women have done it forever. When you come home, you have to put on one hat. When you go to work, you put on another hat. That's what life's about.
Exactly. Wearing different hats.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know.
There comes a time when I have to embrace my inner pimpstress, you know?
I really don't know about the time. Somehow, I just looked up and the switchboard is telling me
I got 3 minutes left. So,
oh.
Wow. Maybe time has flown by because we're having fun. I don't know. But we're
what?
Down to the last couple minutes of the show, and we were just beginning to scratch the surface. So since it was so nice, we might have to do it twice.
Yeah,
you know
let's do
mean?
It again next week.
We'll do it again next week, 2:30. We'll come through here, and we'll finish up what we were discussing about being a real player in the game of life. You understand what I'm saying? K. Diddy had his point. Joy had hers. You know what I mean, lady? I think it was loyalty or that passion.
It's passion on the line. Today.
Passion that came through, and she represented. I've seen a couple more people that's just been listening. Thank you for joining us in the chat room. Come through. Holler at your boy, www.worldmovement.com. Come through, see what we got going on. Lady Joy,
yes.
Hit the good people off with your email, please.
Joy LaShawn, that's JoyLaShawn at yahoo.com.
Come through. Join us again next week on Can a Player Play. I don't know where the time went, but thank you so much for joining us. And we're going to take you out. World Movement artist, Joey Black, featuring Raw.
About my word of mouth, my hard night, you could check my shoes, then you could talk about the way that my life, my cruise, my hard night,
right, yes, still my life story, that's
yes.
Why the block still adore me, I'm talking about my hard night life, hard to make bread when the rich don't break bread,
present
talk
and future,
about the hard night life, that's still my life story, that's why the block still adore me, I'm talking about my hard night life, hard to make bread when the rich don't break bread.
It's too late to turn back now.
Get your money, get your money.
Bust a bus.
Get your money, get your money.
Top five.
Get your money, get
your money. Hey, I'm about to activate a Wonder Twin power on it. He paint.
Yeah. You should already know when I walk in the door that it ain't no use in frontin' on me.
Frontin' on me.
I'ma hustle, I'ma do my thing. You already know what it's gonna be.
What it's gonna be.
I keep hustling, yeah. I keep hustling,
yeah.
I keep hustling,
yeah.
I keep hustling,
yeah.
And if you feel me, put your hands up and come and sing the hustlers anthem with me.
Anthem like la 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 la.
Yeah, yeah.
La 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 la.
I keep hustling, dog.
La 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 la.
Ooh.
La 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 la.
I keep hustling, dog.
La 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 la.
Yeah, yeah.
La 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 la.
I keep hustling, dog.
La la la.
Do what it do all day. Come through and get it jumping, throwing money away. It don't matter if you're hustling a bundle of you, or you got a 9 to 5, let the champagne spray. Move quick, a little dumb, or Jouette Rosé. Two chicks on my arm when I step, okay. Gillette razor sharp, you know the boy don't play. DC 10, drop me down at Sandro Pay. Yeah,
let the money machine roll on.
We've been eating in this like you in the street so long. Every time I drop you, I can never do no wrong. I progress you when your little crew prolong.
Go.
You hate it, cause I know your forte.
Uh-huh.
We blind your little shine you portray. Why you wanna leave? I know your little chick won't stay. And if you violate, see, I make sure you all gon' pay.
You should already know when I walk in the door that it ain't no use in frontin' on me.
Frontin' on me.
I'ma hustle, I'ma do my thing. You already know what it's gon' be.
What it's gonna be.
I keep hustling,
yeah.
I keep hustling,
yeah.
I keep hustling,
yeah.
I keep hustling,
yeah.
And if you feel me, put your hands up and come and sing the hustlers anthem with me.
Anthem like la 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 la,
yeah, yeah,
la 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 la.
I keep hustling, dog.
La 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 la,
la 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 la. I keep hustling, dog.
La 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 la,
yeah, yeah,
la 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 la.
I keep hustling, dog.
In town. You ain't gonna wanna miss it when the shit go down. We celebrating like we throwing money around. Bring a lot of trim, I'm about to order a couple of rounds. Look, I know at times it probably seem like the hardest when you ain't got it, but you gotta go and get it regardless. Check it, get on your hustle, homie.
Get up and go.
And do it proper for the
better one,
no. And go on Copper Island and do a lot so I can
stack up a road
with a couple billion with a
fashion of flow.
Up in the mansion, listen, I'm only telling you the theme of this caper is get your money, just stack up your paper, let's keep it going.
You should already know when I walk in the door that it ain't no use in frontin' on me.
Frontin' on me.
I'ma hustle, I'ma do my thing. You already know what it's gon' be.
What it's gon' be.
I keep hustling,
yeah.
I keep hustling,
yeah.
I keep hustling,
yeah.
I keep hustling,
yeah.
And if you feel me, put your hands up and come and sing the hustlers anthem with me.
Anthem like la 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 la.
Yeah, yeah.
La 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 la.
I keep hustling, dog.
La 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 la.
Keep hustling, dog.
La 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 la.
Yeah, yeah.
La 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 la.
Keep hustling, dog.
La 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 la.
Yeah, yeah. Keep hustling, dog.
Keep the way the kid be banging at random, and the way the. The way they throw in a tantrum, trying to hustle, cop a plane, a couple ships, no handsome. You hustle up on the blocks and hustle a ransom.
Now,
but as long as you can go and muscle a grip, whether you're shining from a grind or if you hustle legit, either way, get money. Turn on the switches for power, hustle, and stack all your riches. That's how we on it.
You should already know when I walk in the door that it ain't no use in frontin' on me.
Frontin' on me.